Welcome to Living Water Talk Radio, a production of Living Water International, a Christian service organization. Our mission is to help people improve their lives and share and discuss current events from a Christian perspective. Living Water Talk Radio is supported by your tax-deductible donations. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. Please visit us on our website at www.livingh20.com and on Facebook.
Good morning. This is Chaplain Charlene Andrews, your host today on Bible Book Club, a Bible reading and prayer ministry where we encourage you to read the Bible in 1 year with us. The title of today's message is, What Shall I Do with Your Messiah? The priest and the people said, Crucify him. Who am I talking about? We are reading the New Testament today. And in the New Testament, the first four books of the Bible talk about Jesus. He is the Messiah. He came from the Jewish community. He was born to a virgin, died on the cross, and he was King of Kings, and he still is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. But when he lived on the earth, he had a mission. And the mission was to die on the cross for you and for me. Isn't that wonderful? He suffered so that we could have eternal life. Okay, Matthew 28:7. The governor's custom was to release one Jewish prisoner each year during the Passover celebration, anyone they wanted. This year, there was a particularly notorious criminal in jail named Barabbas. And as the crowds gathered before Pilate's house that morning, he asked them, Which shall I release to you, Barabbas or Jesus, your Messiah? For he knew very well the Jewish leaders had arrested Jesus out of envy because of his popularity with the people. Just then, as he was presiding over the court, Pilate's wife sent him this message, Leave that good man alone, for I had a terrible nightmare concerning him last night. When the governor asked the people again, Which of these two shall I release to you? The crowd shouted back their reply, Barabbas. Then what shall I do with Jesus, your Messiah? Pilate asked, and the people shouted, Crucify him. Why? Pilate demanded. What has he done wrong? But they kept shouting, Crucify, crucify. When Pilate saw that he wasn't getting anywhere and that a riot was developing, he sent for a bowl of water and washed his hands before the crowd, saying, I am innocent of the blood of this good man. The responsibility is on you. They spat on him, and they grabbed a stick. They beat him on the head with it. And after the mockery, they took off the robe and put on his own garment and took him out to crucify him. Friends, what shall we do with our Messiah? These people knew who he was. This is the priest and the people who said, Crucify him. He was the King of Kings. He still is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. But the Bible prophesied in the Old Testament that be a Messiah coming, but he would be despised and rejected of man. And he was. His own people rejected him and did not want to accept his word. Why? They knew he was speaking the truth and they didn't want to hear the truth. They wanted to hear the lie. They wanted to feel good. They did not want to get rid of their sin. They kept their sins, actually. And now, you know, because of their rejection of God, from the beginning of time, the Jewish people rejected God, kept rejecting him. And even when Jesus came, they rejected the Son of God. And so they had a lot of, errors in their life. But one day, they will turn to Christ. They will accept, and they have been accepting. There's many Jewish people who have accepted Jesus now as their Messiah. Praise the Lord. What shall you do with our Messiah? His name, what shall we do? We will glorify his name for what he has done for us. And you say, well, what has he done for me? He died on the cross so you can go to heaven. That's a benefit that you didn't pay for. You didn't shed your blood for this gift. It's a free gift, and only Jesus can give it to you. Isaiah 53:3-4 says, Jesus was despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrow, and he was acquainted with grief. And we hid it, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our grief and carried our sorrow. That's our Jesus. He bore our grief and carried our sorrow. And the Bible said, with every stripe that he took on his back was for every single sin and disease and curse that was over us. Will you receive him today? Say, Jesus, I know you are the Messiah. I know for me. I know that I'm a sinner and that I need you in my life because you are the only one that can save me from my sins. And Lord, I just ask you to come into my life. I ask you to lead me and guide me into your purpose for my life. And Lord, it doesn't matter, Father God, Lord, my sins, you wash it away, you throw it away, and you never remember it again. And Lord, we thank you, Father God. I thank you for salvation. I thank you for new life. And I give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory. And Lord, right now I forgive anyone who has hurt me, Father God, and I will not recompense their works against me, Father God. And Lord, I leave it under your hands. You are the one that will deal with each man at the perfect time. Lord, I give you all the glory in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Friends, if you prayed this prayer, please let me know. I would love to know that another soul has come to Jesus. And if you can, share what you know. Share about how you came to the Lord, and other people will get saved through your testimony, through your pain, through what you suffered. Other people will come to know Jesus. Amen. And amen.